With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. Secretary of State Blinken is in Israel ahead of a United Nations vote on a U.S. draft resolution which supports calls for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza tied to the release of hostages held by Hamas.
We can expect to hear some more demands from the U.S. for more desperately needed aid to be allowed into Gaza, where you have this threat looming of a man-made famine. On top of that, Mr. Blinken will be discussing, I'm sure, the ongoing talks in Qatar with mediators acting as go-betweens for Israel and Hamas, trying to secure a new ceasefire deal in exchange for the release of some of the remaining Israeli hostages who are held in the Gaza Strip. On top of that, we do expect Mr. Blinken to talk to the Israelis about their declared plans for an offensive in Rafah in the very south of the Gaza Strip.
That's the BBC's Yolanda Nell reporting from Jerusalem. Also at SRNnews.com, a manhunt in Idaho is over.
Police in Idaho have arrested two white supremacist gang members, a prison inmate and the accomplice who helped him escape Wednesday following an attack on correction officers at a Boise hospital.
We once again want to make known Skylar Mead and Nicholas Umfenauer are in custody.
Boise Police Chief Ron Weiniger, courtesy KIVI-TV. Police say the two were arrested without shots being fired about 130 miles from the hospital during a traffic stop in Twin Falls. Shackles were found near one of two separate homicides being investigated. Officials say both suspects are members of the Aryan Knights prison gang and had mutual friends in and out of prison. I'm Norman Hall.
Congress is facing a midnight deadline to fund several key federal agencies. A House vote expected today on a $1.2 trillion spending plan that includes defense and Homeland Security money. This is SRN News. France is considering assisted suicide.
With the strong support of President Emmanuel Macron, French lawmakers will take up a bill that would allow an individual to take his own life with the help of a doctor. Assisted suicide is becoming increasingly popular in Western Europe and Canada, though pro-life advocates point out that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for society's most vulnerable people, including the elderly and the disabled. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom is calling Iran to account. The agency says the Islamic Republic's persecution of Christians and dissident Muslims amounts to crimes against humanity and should be referred to the International Criminal Court. The commission has released a statement saying, quote, the Biden administration must work with like-minded nations to hold accountable the Iranian regime for these crimes. This is SRN News. NFL retirees who say the league's disability plan is a sham can proceed to trial.
The potential class action on behalf of retired players accuses the league of routinely denying valid injury claims so that it won't have to make disability payments. The judge says the plan's six-member board will remain as defendants, but she's removed individual board members and Commissioner Roger Goodell. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
Philippine officials say Chinese Coast Guard ships backed by a military helicopter tried unsuccessfully to block two Philippine government vessels who were carrying scientists from reaching two sandbars. It all happened in the disputed South China Sea. They say Chinese Coast Guard personnel blew a horn and repeatedly transmitted radio warnings during the confrontation, but the Filipino scientists managed to complete their four-hour marine research at the sandbars. More details at SRNnews.com.